We don't yet know who the vice presidential nominees will be, although there is a lot of talk out there. We do know that a number of baby boomers are in the running and that the two major party candidates for president are from the older end of the baby boom generation, a retaking of the baton from Barack Obama, who was just 47 when he took office. William Howell is a professor of political science at the University of Chicago. He joins us for more on this. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
Well, what do you think? Does it matter that these two candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, come from a particular generation, the baby boomer generation, in terms of the views that they bring to the table and how they see the world?
It matters in some ways. I think the big ticket items when you think about elections, presidential elections, have more to do with the state of the economy, how popular the sitting president is, whether or not we're at war, these kind of macro features. But when you drill down a bit and you think about how a campaign is run and the positions that people take, age and the generations from which people come can play a role, and it may well play a role in the coming election.
Well, when I think of the baby boomer generation, I think that these people have certain things that they've experienced in their lives, certain very important things. We've heard a lot of comparisons recently between now and the late 60s. Of course, the baby boomers lived through the post-war period. They lived through the hippie generation. They saw all the trouble in the 60s with the assassinations of the Kennedys and Martin Luther King Jr. And then they saw the nation go into a very controversial war in Vietnam. How do those things, do you think, play into the views of these politicians of this generation?
Well, they do have different cultural and political reference points. I think in the main, though, what we see is that people who are younger, millennials today, but this has been true for a long time, tend to be more liberal than are people who are older. And so what you see is you referenced a bunch of points about, you know, the civil rights movement and
right.
and reactions against the Vietnam War, which would suggest that the baby boomers are actually rather liberal in their orientation. But what we see is in the main, people as they age, they become more conservative.
So are we then, as a result of the fact that we have two candidates from this generation, one of whom is 70 and one who will be 70 next year, that they're more conservative than we otherwise would be if we had younger candidates?
Well, it's hard to know. The person who captured the attention in the primaries of millennials was Bernie Sanders,
right.
who, had he gotten the nomination, he would have been the oldest nominee from either the Democrats or Republicans going back over 70 years at 74. And the reason, though, he captured the attention of people who are young is not because he was – it had nothing to do with his age. It had to do with the positions that he was taking. So I don't think there's this natural translation of the age that people have and the positions that they take among candidates.
So if the young are so interested in the message of Bernie Sanders, why do you think that the two people who survived that entire grueling primary process this year are from the same generation, the baby boomer generation, and that nobody in Gen X, let's say, because the millennials probably not old enough yet to be in the White House just based on the laws. Why is it that there was no talent from Gen X that got to that point?
Well, on the Democratic side, there wasn't a player. And I think early on, Hillary Clinton had lots of structural advantages for why she was going to be the nominee. Now, on the Republican side, you had 16, 17 candidates in play. And the question that political observers around the country have been baffled over for the last 6 months is, how is it that Donald Trump rose to the top? Now, I don't think that Donald Trump rising to the top had much to do with his age. He didn't stand up for the interests of the baby boomer generation. And yet there he is as one of their members.
So what do you think this means for the country? Because there is a lot of criticism, especially from the younger generation, of this baby boomer generation, of a sort of a selfishness, an inability to invest in the future. A lot of these young people are coming out of college with a lot of debt, and the country has a lot of debt that the younger generation had nothing to do with.
This is true, and these are precisely the kinds of concerns that Bernie Sanders raised in his campaign, which again is why he captivated the imaginations and support of so many young people around the country. Again, young people lean left, and Hillary Clinton is poised to capture their support. We'll see whether or not she can pull it off.
Do you think that presidents represent their generation if you look back over the history of the other presidents?
You know, it's interesting. Republicans routinely nominate people who are older. On average, they're about 60 years old, as opposed to Democrats who nominate people who are younger, on average 54. And Donald Trump would be the fourth oldest Republican nominee behind McCain, Dole, and Reagan. The extent to which those people represented their interests of their generation as compared to younger people, I think it's a hard call. I think there's certainly some individuals who we can point to who captivated the sensibilities of people who are young. John F. Kennedy being the quintessential example, who was nominated at the age of 43. Bill Clinton to an extent at 46, and Barack Obama as well at 47. But we're painting with really broad brushstrokes when we say the extent to which an individual candidate represents the broad views of an entire generation. I think there certainly are some candidates who captivated the attention and imaginations of the young. But whether or not they routinely do, I think, is an open question.
That's William Howell, a political science professor at the University of Chicago. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this at our website, hereandnow.org.